Begin the current daf Masechet Baba Basra daf Mem Gimel. Begin with Amar Alf. Begin the Tesamasta. Begin the Gemara. In the Esek Bab, he says, "I have nothing to do with it." Loi Mekum. He hasn't said anything. That's what Tesef Tumim begin to say. Wait a second. The Beperik Hashaleach. The Gemara Gittin daf Mem Gimel Beis Gabe Moicher Abdoi Lanachir Bechulim the Sugya. But they when someone sells a slave to a non-Jew, etc. Amar. So in that discussion says that regarding if he runs away and you have to let him go free. Now, if he wrote Oynai before and he doesn't have to write a Get Shecher. Says Gemara, the Hechdam Oynai. What's Oynai? The Kasa of Lei, he wrote to him before, and like, Shtevach Memen, when you run away from the non-Jew, in the Esek Bach, I have nothing to do with you. So Amos says, Tais, obviously you see, in the Esek Bach, that wording, have a Lashon Toiv. That is a good wording in regarding to be Machna something. And our Gemara makes it sound like Loi Maklum. But Emery Dries says, no, the in the Esek Bach, Mashma, that wording, I have nothing to do with you, sounds like El Teh Lasmach, or rather, you're for yourself. No. But Gabi Eben, now regarding a slave, the Mahani, Hare Atla Atzmach, where the Gemara in Gittin Daf Peheitz tells us that that's actually Lashon Shechur, that you're for yourself. So Mahani Nami, Eini Esek Bach. So the wording, I have nothing to do with you, is also going to be effective, because that's what it means. Abbasad Babagai, by a field, Leshach Lemem, where it's not applicable to say, Hare Atla Atzmach, you're for yourself. That's only like when you're a slave, and now you're not a slave anymore, you're for yourself. So Kiamanami, Eini Esek Bach, when you say, I have nothing to do with you, Loi Maklum, you haven't said anything, because the Kibin like Lefrushe Ainli Esek Bach, since you cannot interpret, I have nothing to do with you, El Teilat Smacha, only that you should be for yourself, Gabi Sodom, Kamai Gabi Ebed, by a field like by a slave, Le Mashba Gabi Sodom, there's no understanding by a field, Ainli Esek Bach, I have nothing to do with it, Eile Silik Din Dvarim, the only other interpretation, Kamina, I'm just removing my rights, Kid Mokhabi Kris, like it's everything Mokhabi Kris, Nachav Dalma Beis, and that's not applicable. Like we said, because you're not being machna, you can't. That's not a way of removing yourself, and therefore that's what Gemara is saying, as Dermas what Tais is saying. Loi Maklum hasn't said anything.
The
reason why that should be a problem, that shouldn't be able to testify for him, is because he's going to stand him in front of his creditor. So Tais is going to say, "Wait, my ear, why do you have to say the reason why it should be possible to testify?" Because he's going to put it and place it in front of his Baal Chayiv. Typically, what do you mean? It's sufficient. Because he's not pleased. There should be any complaints in him. Because Rina, like the Gemara says, Baal Kamel, the Chesma base. Reuben Shemacha saw the Lishim and Shalei Bechrayes. Reuben sold the field to Shemacha even without responsibility. First, Baal Chayiv, and his creditor comes and Katar Valim and grabs it away from him. Dina hu da asi Reuben Mishtai din made. That there's halachic rights for Reuben to go and litigate with him. But they must only cannot tell him. What do you mean? Love bald from the yad. You're not my litigant. I'm like, you tell him no. Le nichali to tabit l'shem and tachumis alabai. I don't want Shem to have complaints on me. So you see, that's a vested interest. If that's the case, so forget about using him as his balchim to collect. Just the fact that he shouldn't be upset at him. That itself should invalidate him. And that's it. Because you can say yes, the ain nifsal b'shul kach le'edus. No, that's not enough. Yeah, that is somewhat of a vested interest, but that wouldn't be enough to invalidate some of a testimony. Or inami. Additionally, you could say, "Hachamai here told me I feel a makirba sheishalai." The guy recognizes that it's his. So the lekater is not. Guy's not going to make complaints. He's going to realize that someone else is scheming over here, and so therefore that wouldn't be enough to invalidate. Therefore, that would have to be because shememid b'fnei bal chayvay. Next test master begin with the Gemara. V'lasalku beitshei minai v'latainu. So why don't you just remove two people from this being vested interest and let them judge? Says Tais, I'm going to say, wait a second, how does this even work at all? But the beinim we need to have, as the Gemara tells us later on, the kof chal chasam and alf chilas the b'sefer b'kashas. You have to have that the edus were kashas from the beginning till the end, meaning when they saw it, when the thing happened, and now when they're testifying. But v'hachov we have v'tchil b'psul. The beginning was invalid because then they still had a vested interest. Of a kamei karav in the strachik, so it's like a relative that was close, but then became distant. That's invalid, even though now he's not related anymore. But Amiridri says no. D'leshet chlos bepaslos hacha. Here's not applicable the idea that they initially were invalid. Kibishim paslos tole beguf. Here, their invalidation not inherent in the actual identity, like a relative or a minor. El b'mamon, this is regarding a vested monetary interest. As long as that's not there, so then that doesn't have to be there from the beginning, and they wouldn't be pasul. Then the Tais says, "Hoke choke sin the gegir sin the gemar is v'tizbur." Do you think that aniim shakli v'dayon mivsli that the poor are going to take and that would invalidate the judges? Elachanami rather must be here also toma b'sei v'tayra. But my korlo aniim b'chulu and why they call aniim because everyone regarding a v'tayra is if they don't have one is called the ani.